Hello.
Hey.
I was transferred to you because I want to sell my house.
Yes, yes, Miss Monique, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And yes, so I know the house in question, Sid was just speaking with you about that. I just want to verify the address on my side. It's 11706 Church Road.
Yes, in Short Pump.
Got you. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure I had it correct.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I have an offer right now, but I didn't accept it yet. I have an offer for $455, and I need $475.
Got you. Give me.
Okay. Can you match that?
I'd be able to see. Give me one second. I'm just now seeing the situation. But I can understand what you're in need of. You know, you said $475 is what you're in need of in itself.
Yes, I was going to put it on the market as selling by from buyers, and from owner selling. And I was going to put it at $499 to make sure I got my $475.
Got you. And that makes sense. That does make sense. And with your, wanting to get $475, what's going on that makes that your minimum?
Well, I have a $220,000 reverse mortgage to pay out. And I have to have, and I've got some other debts that my husband left me with when he passed away. That left me with about, if I'm lucky, I'll have $200,000 to find something else. And I tell you, at $200,000, you don't find much.
Yeah, no, I can tell, it's rough. Were you looking to buy outright at $200,000?
Yes.
Gotcha. And that makes sense. It definitely does. So there are multiple ways we can work this. With your other offer of $450, is that just a strict cash offer for that home?
Yes. $455.
$455 was your cash offer.
Yes.
Got you. And what were the terms of that offer? Are you having to pay closing cost or?
No, they are paying everything.
Gotcha.
They are covering everything. They are buying the house outright and covering everything. The $455 is what I'm getting.
Got you. And you're hoping to have $200 after everything is done.
Yes. I'm hoping that I'll be at $200 because below that, anything that I find is got to have repairs and everything, and I won't have money for repairs and all that, and improvements or whatever.
Yeah, no, that definitely does make sense. It definitely does. I mean,
apartments go for $400 here.
Yeah, Richmond has gotten really crazy lately.
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I can say, I want to make sure we're able to do the best we can for you in this.
Well, I would rather you be honest and tell me if you can meet that because,
Yeah. And that's exactly, the way I at least operate. I mean, I don't know if you've been through this whole process before. But there are a lot of companies out there that, unfortunately give the runaround. We try not to do that.
Did I ever get the runaround? You would never believe what I've been through.
I'm sorry. I mean,
it's not your fault. That's why I'm asking you. Just be honest with me. If you can't manage that, just tell me, and that's fine. And by the way, I didn't get the name of the company you're with the other gentleman.
Yes. So the name of the company is CVA Homes.
C as in Charlie,
yes.
V as in Victor, A as in Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Central Virginia basically is the acronym.
Oh, so CVA Homes. Okay.
Yep. Yes, and we're located in Ashland, Virginia.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah, 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 right, honestly. Not too far from your property.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
So we're pretty close, right in the airpark, where the Hanover Airport port is itself.
Okay.
But yes, I want to just ask you some more questions about the house so I can, you know, narrow down the numbers.
Yes.
I don't know if you spoke with Sid but about the condition as of yet, but what is the current state of the home?
Well, it would need a work for the kitchen and the two bedrooms. And there downstairs is an apartment, which, you know, could bring an income to whatever buyer. And that needs work too. You know, the bathroom needs work down there too. And there's mold down there. So, you know, I mean, they wanted $2,000 to take it off. And I didn't have the $2,000.
Got you. Got you. So it needs some mold work.
Yeah.
Got you. And, you know, how are things like, you know, the roof and HVAC and things of that nature?
Oh,
did you know the age?
The roof is still has 12 or 13 years on it. We changed it about 12 years ago. Brand new roof 12 years ago. And brand new window about 8-10 years ago. All around, basement too.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Windows.
The only place that doesn't have new windows is the family room, because the family room is, well, it was a porch, first of all. Then they made it a screen porch, and then they closed it in.
Gotcha.
And it has, like, it's like a sunroom. It has windows all around, and those windows have not been changed.
Gotcha. That makes sense. It definitely does.
But the rest of the house itself, the three bedrooms upstairs and the living room, dining room, kitchen, it's all new windows. And in the basement, there's new windows in the bedroom, which is, I think, something like 10 or 11 by 23.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's brand new windows in the bedroom, in the laundry room, and in the living room, which is, again, a huge living room with a fireplace.
Gotcha.
And then there's three windows in the living room. It's brand new. Brand new window in the kitchen bathroom downstairs. Downstairs, gotcha. it's a bathroom with a shower. Upstairs, I have a bathroom with a tub and shower combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a powder room as well upstairs. So it's 2.5 bathrooms, really.
Got you. Well, that's definitely good. 2.5. Okay. And
well, there's only a toilet and a sink in the powder room. There's no shower or anything like that.
Got you. Got you. That makes sense. That definitely does. And also, I know this isn't necessarily pertaining to the home. I'm going to get off topic here. Are you from the islands, perhaps?
The Highlands?
Why?
My accent?
Yes.
I'm Canadian.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
First language is French.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Really is. It really is. Honestly,
why? Are you from the islands?
Yes, yeah. I'm from the Bahamas, from Cat Island in the Bahamas. I've lost my accent because I've been here so long. That's why I'm always envious of people having beautiful accents, you know.
Yeah.
For sure, but I know that's a little off topic, but
I don't like mine, but I mean, nobody likes to have an accent.
Yeah. I can say, you know, it's makes you feel a little different sometimes, but
at least you don't speak Southern.
Yeah.
I have trouble with that on the phone. In person, I'm okay, but on the phone, I still didn't get used to it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I can't understand people with the thick accents, all the
You
time.
know, I used to go to the store and they would say, "What's your accent?" I would say, "Well, I don't have an accent. You do."
Yeah.
No, I don't have an accent. You do.
Yeah, no, it's far and few between that you actually get somebody you can understand from the deep south. So
Yeah,
get
I
that.
would tell them I speak English. You know, what do you speak?
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I do.
Man.
And
Different cultures, you know.
oh yeah, completely different.
All together. Like, I mean, my husband had just joined what do you call it? Veteran place there, one of those veterans association place.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, so like you have to become a member. And the night that I was there with him becoming a member officially, they were telling me that they were going to have a concert the following week or month. I said, "Oh, classical concert?" He said, "What? No." It was, oh, what do you call it? Country music. But I had never gone to a classic, to a country music concert, you know.
Yeah.
Classical music, yes. You know, when I was in Canada, I would regularly go to concerts like classical music. You know, I mean, I was brought up with classical music, and yeah, so that's different culture altogether. They were making fun of me because I was thinking it was classical music.
I know
And
you got there and it's far from classical.
I know, and right to my face too, they were laughing at me, you know?
Oh,
Like, are you stupid or something?
oh my gosh, I'm sorry about that. That is.
No, I finally got upset with it. I said, "No, I'm not stupid. I just have some culture."
Yeah.
And that kind of shut their mouth a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely bet. I mean, classical is, I feel like it's so underrated. I've recently just got back into listening to more classical because I really find like it's just therapeutic. It
You
eases
know,
the
the
mind.
thing is that I was brought up with two sisters that were sopranos. One is soprano coloratura, the other one is a mezzo soprano. And like the one that was mezzo soprano, she won a singing contest all over the
Oh,
place, you know?
yeah.
And I mean, it was, she was at the piano and practicing and, you know, singing, and it's what I was brought up with. So I cannot take off what I was brought up with. It's in me, you know.
Yeah, no, that is beautiful. That
I'm
really.
the only one who doesn't sing and doesn't play the piano in the whole family.
But you still know good music, I'm sure.
Oh, music is therapeutic.
Yes, yeah, it really gets you through almost anything when you
Oh,
really
yes.
and
That and dogs.
yes. Yes, we actually have two dogs here in the office. Just 'cause
Oh, what kind?
we have two labs, one a yellow lab named Willow and another one is a chocolate lab named Pepsi. It's drink.
Pepsi. That's cute.
Yes, yeah, no,
Oh,
they.
I just have a little one, and you know, it's hard for me to take care of her now because I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh, got you. Yeah, no. I know it can be rough, but they keep you going, even though
Oh, yes.
you
Oh,
do what
yes.
you can.
I don't know what I would do without her, you know? I
Yeah.
do my best. She's not neglected. She's well fed.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
just that right now she's 2 months past due to a for a vet check, and I don't have a car. So
Got you. Got you. Yeah, no, we can, and I understand, this whole process to try to help those things out. for sure, you know.
Oh,
Do what you
my.
gotta do for you and your baby.
I know.
Yes. And
she's only about 10, 11 pounds. She's a mix poodle and Maltese.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm sure
oh,
she's
yeah.
adorable.
She's good. She's a good girl.
I love that. And I know you were talking about your sister singing. I know we're getting off topic here, but it's okay. I promise I will get you numbers. I actually am a vocalist myself, and
oh, what kind of voice do you have?
I am a first tenor, so
you're a tenor.
Yes, yeah. I'm a tenor, and I'd say it's I have one of those voices that can go way up and way down, so I can, you know, get to mezzo soprano and soprano notes when on a good.
You mean
note.
Baritone?
Baritone as well. I can get low
because sopranos are women's voices.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. But that my falsetto comes in handy when I have to get up there.
So, do you sing a lot of Italian songs?
I haven't learned as many Italian songs as I
oh,
need.
that's pitiful.
I know.
I can teach you some.
Oh, I would love that.
My third language is Italian.
I would love that. I really would. I mean, it's armed.
And I love to hear singing. Oh my! I love to hear it. I miss it so much. You have no idea.
I know. And I was honestly.
I would give anything to hear you sing.
Oh, that is so sweet. And I think, you know, I'd hope we can make that happen, because I really would love to learn, you know, how to sing properly in Italian. It's something that it's a practice that will never die. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I know. Is there any song that you can think of, Italian songs? Just off your head.
In Italian, I know I'm not, I wouldn't know any in Italian, but I would know, I mean, Ave Maria is, you know, but I don't think that's...
Or is Latin.
That is Latin.
Which
is
one Latin. Do you sing? The Schubert one or the Gounod one?
I've sung the Schubert one a long time ago, and when I was in college for it. But I
and now you sing which one? The Gounod?
I honestly haven't sung it in a very long time. I've just stuck to the... It's the worst version, but the normal American version of Ave Maria.
The American version of the Ave Maria?
Yeah, where it's not in Latin.
Oh, well, that's okay, but it's still, even if it's not in Latin, it's still the composition. The composer is either Schubert or... Guno.
Got you. And I think I'm going to do a quick Google search to tell you which one. Because I know it's been years since I've sung it the way.
You're not singing anymore?
I am.
At all?
I am still singing, you know. I don't think I'll ever stop singing. I think I haven't done as much classical singing or operatic singing as I used to, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's been, I've been one of those individuals that grew up in like a Southern Baptist church, but I've always studied and tried to participate in different styles of music that I love, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm getting there. I definitely got some learning to do. Like I said, you might school me on some stuff for sure.
Probably.
Yeah. And I know we had gotten off topic, but I wanted to ask a little bit more about the house itself. It's
okay.
Just to verify, it's not a brick house, it's siding, correct?
No, it's a block house. It's a cinder block. The whole thing.
The whole thing, and we're talking about Church Road, 11706 Church Road, correct?
Yes, it's a cement block house.
Got you.
So
and
there is very little wood in between the sheetrock and the cement. We never had any problems with what do you call it, that stuff that eats the woods there.
Oh, the termites and things like that?
Yes. We never had any problems with that because of I guess they have nowhere to get to us with the block walls, you know?
Yeah, well, that's definitely good. And also with the home, if you could confirm the square footage for me that you got.
Well, the first floor is almost 1,800. Now, the basement, I don't know how much it is, the finished basement. If you give me a minute, I'll calculate it roughly.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, hold on a second. So, this. Yeah, 300 there. $350. I would say the basement is about 720, 730 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's one bedroom that's huge. It could easily be divided into two.
Got you.
Because it's 23 feet long.
Oh, wow. Wow. And the basement has been finished, just to clarify?
Yeah, it's finished, like partially. Okay. The laundry room is not finished, and it's huge. Like, I mean, it's a laundry room and storage room at the same time. And also, below the family room, that the windows, where the windows have not been changed, that's at one end of the house. There's also there a room that used to be a shop type of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's totally separated. Like, it's got lock walls as well, but it's totally separated from the house. There's only a door that goes there from the house, you know, but that's it.
Gotcha.
It has block walls all around in the basement. Upstairs, no. Upstairs, that part is siding.
Got you. And that makes sense.
I don't know what kind of siding, but there's not much of it because there's windows all around.
Got you. And that makes sense. And
it's mostly about 30 inch of wall. The only wall that's complete is the wall that's against the house. You know? There's no window there, naturally. But on the other three sides of the room, and this room here is 13 by 19.
Got you.
That's the family room. And that would be on top of the, I think it's 1786 or 88 square foot for the upstairs, plus the family room.
Got you. And that makes sense. That does. That does make sense. And you have a two-car attached garage, correct?
I have a two-car detached garage.
Detached, got you. Gotcha. And honestly, a very pretty home. I really love the one story. Well,
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's useful for old people, let me tell you.
yeah.
Even though, like, you see, from the house itself to the family room, there's a one step up, and that step causes me trouble. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry to hear that. And the property itself, I know you're sitting on 2 acres.
2.2 acres, yes.
2.2, got you.
Would have
And
thought.
had you guys made any updates to the home as of recently?
I'm sorry?
Had you guys made any updates to the home in the past, like 5 to 10 years or?
Well, like I told you, the windows were about 8 to 10 years ago,
Yes.
and the roof is 10 to 12, no, probably 12 years ago, the roof. Oh, and then I put a brand new, about a year and a half ago, brand new
Come
hot water heater.
Got you. Got you.
Everything else is, like, the furnace has been well maintained, and there's no, that's the one thing that I don't like. There's no air conditioning. It's windows air conditioners. Because the furnace is hot water heating. You know, we have big what do you call it? Baseboard heater, more or less.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the baseboard heat, I know
Yeah,
exactly what you're talking about.
it's heated with hot water pipes.
Got you. And that makes sense. That definitely does. And
And
you.
the furnace is run by gas, natural gas, and so is the hot water heater. And right now, I was paying $123 a month after my husband passed away for the gas, you know. And right now, I haven't paid for the past 3 months, and I still have a like I just received my bill yesterday, and I didn't have anything to pay because I still have $181 left in credit.
Got you. Got you.
So it doesn't cost much unless somebody keeps the house at 85 like my husband used to do. But I don't like, for the family room, it's a separate thermostat, right? And I don't even put it on. I use a space heater, and right now it's not even on.
Got you. Yeah, no, that I don't blame you.
You know, I mean, I don't spend much. Electricity costs me, I am on $64 a month with the electricity bill for, you know, it's an even payment, like I pay 64 every month.
Yeah, they do the prorated plan to
Yeah, a budget plan that they call
a
it, I
bunch of
think.
plans. Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, it never cost me that much. So again, I'm going to get to the end of the year when they do the, you know, whatever, and I'll probably have a couple of months free.
Well, that's definitely good. I hope so. I've definitely dealt with Dominion and the budget plan before, so it's good that they have it. You know, it really does help.
Yeah.
It
Well, I
definitely.
know my husband was paying a lot more than I did when he was alive, you know. Because I mean, he kept the house at 85 degrees. I would die in here, you know.
Are you serious?
I am. I
85
can't live.
degrees year round.
It at 85 degrees. You know, some night the it has been very cold. And I can put my space heater at either 1200 or 1500. And I couldn't even stand at 1500. I kept it at 1200 for the night that it was very cold. Otherwise, I don't even put it on for the night.
Wow.
You know? Because I can't stand sleeping. I mean, I lived in Canada until 2000. After that, I moved here. And then I would sleep with my window open in the middle of the winter in Canada.
Mm, really?
No. It was just cracked open a little bit. I would rather put an extra blanket on the bed than have to breathe hot air. I can't stand that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can understand that. I definitely can.
So if anybody was reasonable with their heat, you know, and then the air conditioning in the summer, it wouldn't cost them much to heat this house because of the fact that the walls are so thick, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for the heat to get through.
Yes. You said it's completely cinder block.
Completely.
Wow. Yeah, they don't build them like that anymore.
No, I know. I know.
They definitely do.
You know, I'm looking for one right now for myself. And I'm looking to see if I can find a small one that's all made of cinder block too. Because, you know, like, I mean, you don't have to put up with the what do you call it, insects coming in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then termites and that kind of stuff. You don't have to put up with it. So it's a lot of a headache less. You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I understand that. I definitely.
I mean, the wood doesn't rot or, you know, whatever. And doesn't need, like, if it's wood outside, on the outside of the house, it's terrible. You know?
Yeah.
And then either siding, aluminum siding or vinyl siding, it's still on top of, you know, 2x6 or 2x4, and you get easily your termites crawling through and whatever.
Yeah, you definitely do. And that's a whole nother hassle, you know, that you got to leave the home to fix, really.
I know.
Yeah. And also, one other question. I believe you have a waterfront property. Is that correct?
No. I have a pond on my property.
Pond on the property.
Yeah. At the front of the house.
In the front. Got you.
Yes.
That is definitely beautiful. I don't know if you ever get a chance or had gone out there, but I definitely would.
Oh, and there's even an island in the pond.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, if somebody was smart, they would build a bridge and then build a gazebo on it. I mean, this place could be so beautiful. If only I had either the physical ability or the money to fix it the way I want. Oh, my, this place could be so beautiful.
Yeah. No. I see the potential, and it's, you know, I'm glad you got to experience the home itself, though. You know what I mean? How long have you been in the home?
Well, I told you I moved here in 2000, so 24 years now.
You did.
It will be 25 years in the spring.
Gotcha.
So 24 and a half years.
Gotcha. That is definitely, you've got some time in there for sure invested.
Yeah.
What I'm doing, go ahead.
My husband was supposed to be a carpenter and builder and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where he got his papers, but I would have never gotten him to build me a house. I know it's bad to talk like that, but, you know, he didn't know what he was doing.
It's, I mean, he had good ideas, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But he never put them to work. You see, that's another thing I was brought up with. My dad was a superintendent in construction, and he was building houses to start with, and then they hired him to build the airport in Quebec City.
Oh, wow.
So he was the superintendent of the whole thing for the building of the airport in Quebec City. And that's where he was when he had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I mean, that was years ago. I was 6 years old then, so that's 70 years ago.
Okay. Got you, got you. But still, that's an amazing thing that he built that airport,
I know. Tell me about it. And even after when he was building houses, we always had people that worked with him that would come over and go over the blueprints. And even after he passed away, those builders would come and ask my mom about. They knew that my mom would always be with my father, talk blueprints and what's useful and what's useless and how it should be done, Especially kitchens and bedrooms, And mom always, and even after he passed away, for years we had the builders coming and asking mom for her opinion on the blueprints. So we always had blueprints in the house,
Oh, wow.
So I grew up with it too. That and the singing and the piano playing and
Wow, that sounds beautiful. It really does.
so I know about building. And my first husband, when we bought our first house, the basement was not finished. So I made him a blueprint to finish the basement because we were going to add a washroom with a shower in there. So he goes and starts to work on it, and I was taking care of the children. I go downstairs and says, "What are you doing?" "Well, I put the walls up for the bathroom." I said, "It's not going to work." "What do you mean? Didn't you look at the blueprint I made you?" "Yeah." "Well, didn't you realize that you can't put the door there because you won't be able to open it? The toilet is there." So he had to change the doorway to get into to be able to open the door to go into the bathroom.
Wow.
And he was not happy about it, but I mean, I was right. And
Listened.
then my husband here, at one point, he finished more walls with he had they had the what do you call it, paneling type of, and he took the paneling off and put more insulation and put sheetrock. And when he did that, he took off the window frames, like the 3 inch around the window.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he broke most of them, so because it was old and dry, So he bought new ones, and I bought paint to match. Like the ceiling in the family room is all pine wood, it's beautiful. And then, so I bought paint that would match as much as possible the ceiling. And I said, "Okay, if you cut it up, I'll paint it for you." "No, no, 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 no. I'll put it up and then you can paint it." I said, "Look, we just painted the wall white, like off-white. And you want me to paint a brown color, where there's a fresh paint white?" I said, "That's not the way you do it." He says, "Yes, that's the way you do it. I'm the one with the A license. I know what I'm doing." And he was not too happy. So that stayed like that, and it took him ages to cut the wood to replace that,
No,
So
I
at
definitely.
one time I saw him, like we had his cousin living in the basement, And he was talking to my husband outside while my husband was cutting the woods to put around the windows. So I said, this is my chance. I said, you know what? Now that you have it cut, I could come outside and paint it for you. And then if there's a little touch to do where you nail it in, that will be just a little touch. There will be no danger of touching the white paint that we just painted on the wall. And his cousin said, that's a good idea. Well, he didn't like it. He got so mad at me. And finally, I got mad back that day. That was the only time in my whole life I called him a name. And I said, yeah, you got the A license, A for asshole. And I went inside him.
I love that.
But he did what he wanted. He cut it and put it up, and then he put dark paint on the white wall, so he had to put tape around the window frame and repaint the wall around the windows.
Wow, he had to do more.
You know, I mean, it's logical, isn't it? You would paint it before you put it up.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely is. It's okay though, you know. Hopefully you didn't have to do any of the extra work.
No, I didn't. I sure didn't. I said, well, I guess the walls will stay like that unless a nail license person fix it up. And that's it. So.
Well, I'm glad that was it. I'm definitely glad that was it. And Miss Mo,
That was not an easy life here. You see, I spent my 12 years, 9.5 years in a locked room because my husband was sick. I didn't know what he was, but I knew there was a problem. He would get into rage fit all the time. It started in April 2012, and he was taken away in October 2021. Yeah. And he passed away at that hospital in February 22, 2022. So anyway, I finally found out when he threatened to kill a policeman that he had what they call a violent dementia.
Oh, wow.
And that started in 2012, where the first time he tried to beat me up, he got a rage into after me, and he tried to beat me up and put a hole in the wood closet door of
Oh,
my room.
I'm so sorry.
So it was not easy. And that's why for a while the last 2.5 years I lived in the basement apartment. I kept myself locked in there, and you know. But he would come and, like, from the laundry room to the kitchen, there's a door that has a window, but it's a plastic window that has work in it. You cannot see through it, but you can see shadows and things like that, you know. He would come and he would tell me to open the door, otherwise he'd kill me, and he would stick his gun to that window, so I would see the
Oh my God.
that he had his gun with him. So I'd crawl to the bathroom and lock myself in there and call the police. But he never wanted to go with the police, so and they couldn't force him. They only could take him the day he threatened to kill one of them.
Wow, that is a wild story, but I'm very happy you made it through.
Oh, it's a miracle I made it through.
Yeah.
And especially at the end, I was, you know, the last 2 or 3 years that I was downstairs, I was in the wheelchair. I couldn't go upstairs up the steps anymore and things like that. So it was not easy.
No. Wow.
Because I have arthritis badly, so that's what, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting down, I can do anything. everything works. It's to walk, stand up and walk, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I'm... Oh, no, I can drive. I have my license. I don't have a car, but I can drive. I've rented the car a couple of times, but it's so expensive.
It is. It is very expensive.
And on Social Security, you don't go very far.
No, it doesn't.
And that's why I'm looking for a car right now, hoping I'll sell the house. But I'm looking something like around $10,000, no more than that, you know?
Yeah, I completely get that. I do. And I think I want that to happen for you. You know what I mean? I want you to be able to do that for sure.
Oh, I hope so. I hope I can. I hope I sell this place because it's bad memories more than anything else. I ended up having what the doctor called PTSD after he was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
I started to have nightmares every night.
Oh,
you know,
God.
And well, I was used to wake up and jumping every night because sometimes he would come down at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and bang on the door, tell me to open it, you know.
Mm.
And then it continued after he left.
Wow. I'm so sorry, but I can say. You know, you had an angel on your shoulder to help you through all of this, for sure.
Oh, I tell you, God is with me.
Yes.
I don't believe in religions, but I believe in God.
I love that. I do, and I think
religion is only for people to hate each other. You know,
yes.
You have the proof of that in the Middle East, and you have the proof of that even in Ireland.
Yeah.
Where Protestants and Catholics are still killing each other.
Yeah, it's
you know?
It's completely sad. It is.
Yeah, shouldn't exist. Religions shouldn't exist. There should be only one, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's only one God, there should be only one religion.
Yeah. I definitely can agree. I definitely can. And you know,
or not, I was brought up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't believe in that anyway.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of people breaking away from Catholicism lately. I think religion as a whole, I think you're right, it's leaning more towards, you know, people
I like the idea of a church, you know, to go to a place of God.
Mm-hmm.
But without putting a name to it. Just a place of God, you know?
Yeah.
Just not putting it Baptist or Presbyterian or whatever, Catholic and Protestant. And...
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And, you know, it's just one of those touchy things.
I know.
But
like the world is so bad nowadays. People hate each other so much. And, you know, kindness brought such big rewards.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. I would. And, you know, speaking of kindness, I want to be able to give you the max, or at least, you know, meet you at that, do my best to get you at that price that you want. And I think... I'd be doing a disservice to try to, you know, give you numbers over the phone. Would it at all be possible to come by the Church Road at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I just have to tell you when you can come. And, because, you see, that's the one thing. I'm locked in tight because I had two break-ins. And
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And so much stuff got stolen. Like, my husband had a lot of tools, being a carpenter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Table saw, and then, oh, I can never remember. What's the tool that you work with, the oxygen tank?
With the octopus? Ooh, I'm not even sure about that one.
Okay, well, whatever it was. I'll remember one of these. Anyway, I was offered $1,500 for that, and it got stolen. And he had a couple of circular saws and miter saws and what do you call the other one? Skill saw.
Got you.
And everything got stolen. At
Oh.
one time, a friend came over and I said, you know, every so often I could use a few tools in the house. Could you make me a small? I know there is a plenty of toolboxes in the garage. Make me a small toolbox, you know, hammer, screwdrivers, things like that. Well, you went out there and says, Monique, there isn't anything. Well, I said, what do you mean there isn't anything? It was loads of tools there, loads. Well, he
Wow.
said, I know, but it's all gone.
Wow, I'm so sorry. That is, oof.
And I know who stole it. That's the worst of it. I can't prove it, but I know who did. It was my husband's daughter and nephew.
Are you serious?
I am.
Wow, it sucks when it's the when it's family that, you know, wrongs you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she had not seen her father in something like 5 or 6 years when he passed away. And she didn't show up here until about 6 months. Yeah, it was 6 months that he had passed away. And then she finally showed up at the house. And her cousin broke up through the dining room window upstairs while she was distracting me downstairs. Her cousin and her husband filled up their vehicle.
Wow. Wow, that is crazy. Whew, there's this karma is a thing, so you know.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, in one way, I feel sorry for them for doing that. He could
Yes.
have helped me because he left me with so much debt, you know. I
Yes.
mean, it would have helped me to sell that stuff and pay some of a little part of the debts, you know.
Yeah. Anything helps at this
Now I
point.
still owe about 42,000
On
on
the home itself.
so I have to add that to the 220,000 reverse mortgage which he blew. I mean, I don't know what he did with his money. I have, because you know, he doesn't have much to show for it.
Got you. And
A new roof, which costs $7,000, and the new windows, which cost about $5,000 all around the house. So $12,000, and he inherited $235,000, plus he took that reverse mortgage and he got $72,000, so did his sister. I never saw a penny of it, but now I'll have to pay for it.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I don't know.
I'm so sorry, but I can say, I mean, I want there to be a solution in the home, and like I said, in order for me to make
Hey,
sure I'm giving you the most we
just
can.
by listening to me, at least it's a relief to be able to tell somebody about it, you know?
Yeah, I can. It makes it so much. It makes it better to be somewhat bearable when you get it off your chest. You know,
That's right.
I'm a firm believer of that. You got to talk it out sometimes.
I know, so I really appreciate the fact that you've been listening without complaining.
No problem. I truly am here to be listening to you and try to, you know, make a
Sure.
situation that works for you and us
I'm
and
just starting to open about it. I didn't tell anybody about it until recently,
Wow.
with what I had to go through.
it's a story. It's a story that, you know, people would, you know, feel for, and you know, you have to be a
well,
strong
I don't
person
want,
to go through.
That's the one thing I don't want pity, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's more of a admiration how strong you were.
Well, I wasn't. Let me tell you. I wasn't at all. I cried myself to sleep nearly every night, so that's not strong.
It can be seen in different ways, but I definitely can understand it's a tough one. It was a very, very tough one, and I'd rather, you know, you get to a change of scenery that can bring about more joy.
Oh, I hope so. I hope I can sell this place and get in a small place of my own, even though I don't feel, I want a small house for myself on a big lot, on acres. Because I want to help people. Do you mind if I tell you what I got in mind?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to help veterans.
Oh, wow. I
so
love that.
Do you realize that there is 40,000 of them on the street on any given night in the United States?
It's far too many.
40,000 is a small city.
Yeah.
And that's men and women that gave so much of their own life to protect us. And I'm not American even. I'm still Canadian. But, you know, I've been living here for a quarter century. They've been protecting me too. They have been protecting my freedom too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know
and
exactly what you mean.
You would not believe. The first place I called 3 years ago, I've been trying for 3 years to get veterans in here to help me and help them. Because 3 years ago, I didn't need help that much, but now I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking to get some to. Oh, my. The first place I called was Wounded Warriors in Washington, D.C. I mean, those people are well paid to take care of veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's the first question they asked me when I told them what I wanted to do? Are you suicidal? They asked me. I said, what? Am I suicidal? Why would you ask me about my mental health when I'm telling you I want to help veterans? Well, the guy said, you want to put trained killers in your house. I was so upset, you have no idea.
Wow.
I mean, these guys are there to help them, and they considered them like trained killers. Then finally, I was silent for a while because I was fighting, crying, you know? I was so upset.
Yeah.
So finally I said, are you still there? I said, yes. I said, you know, you're right. They are trained killers. You know why? Because they protected you, they protected your freedom, so that today you would have that freedom to give me the lousy answer you gave me to what I asked.
Mm-hmm.
The guy hang up the phone on me, and he was not the last one. And if I didn't get that, oh, I would be told, oh, I know what you want to do. You want to become a landlord and take advantage of the veterans' pensions. I said, did I mention about charging them anything? The only thing I would need for them to do is to split the grocery bill every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Oh, you can't do that. You know, you have to charge them something, otherwise they will take advantage of you. And then after that, I talked to a lieutenant colonel, you know,
mm-hmm.
a high-ranking officer in the forces, and he said, you know, you should charge them something, because that person was right. If you don't charge them anything, you'll end up being abused. You know, they won't want to leave, and they'll give you trouble. so okay. I mean, I can charge them 200 a month or 300 a month, something like that, you know. And but apparently, it would be paid by the veterans, whatever there. It would be paid for them. They would pay me directly. I could take it and put some money aside for them, you know.
Yeah, I can
And
understand.
apparently they would give me some, for some of them, it the what they would give me could go to $800 a month. It's ridiculous. I don't need that. So I could put it aside for them and then they can get the money back. You know,
Yeah.
they don't have to know that I'm giving them back some money. None of their business. But I can't get anybody. Believe it or not, with $40,000 on the street every night, and don't forget that there's added to it every day, because every day there are some soldiers that are medically discharged. Either they have lost an arm, they have lost a leg, they have PTSD mostly, and they are medically discharged, and they, you know, like, I mean, they are not in any frame of mind to go home, so they go on the street. And that's what I want to have a place where they can heal at their own pace, with the company of people that will understand them.
Yeah, that would be a beautiful thing. It really
You
would.
know? I mean, it's nothing. I told someone at one point, I said, you know, if every house that have an unpaid bedroom would take a veteran, there wouldn't be none on the street.
No, there wouldn't. They definitely wouldn't.
No, because there's more than 40,000 houses with a free bedroom in the United States, I'm sure of it. So
Yeah.
I don't know. You wouldn't believe the runaround I've been given. Now I've gotten to the point where I'll see the name of a place online that helps veteran. I'll call and I'll ask, are you a government association, you know, a government place that helps veterans? They'd say yes. I'm sorry, I guess I got the wrong number, and I hung up. I don't even want to talk to government places anymore.
Yeah, they don't
I mean,
do half of what they should.
no, they don't do what they're supposed to do, and they don't help, but they're taking a bloody good salary home, though, for doing that, for doing nothing.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure
and
that I'm not the first one that calls Wounded Warriors and tell them that I would like to take in some veterans to help them. And if that's the answer they get, I don't know.
I hope not.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one who got that answer, you know.
Yeah.
It was quick. When I told them I want to take in veterans to give them a place to heal at their own pace, they asked, that was a question very quick. Are you suicidal? And I
Definitely.
would feel a lot safer with a veteran that has PTSD than I would with anybody, any civilians right now. You know?
Yeah.
After a break-in from civilians twice and a lawyer that screwed me up royally, I don't know. I would much trust a lot more veteran than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can understand that. And
You know that man that got the offer in for me? He's from Africa. And
the one with
I
the
don't trust him at all. That's why I gave it to a lawyer. and the lawyer is taking care of it for me.
The current offer that you have?
Yeah. I don't trust the guy at all. Not at all. And he called me once and he says, "Well, I'm bringing some people over." I said, "Okay." So he tell me the day and the time he'd be here. The day and time went by. No phone call, no text, nothing. I gave him 3 days. Finally, the third day, I called him and I said, "What happened?" "Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess I should have called you. Danielle was telling me to call you." And, well, they couldn't go because the man was working and he couldn't take off and blah, blah, blah. I
Wow.
said, "Fine." Then the following week, he called me. "I'm coming to present you with an offer for them, you know?"
Yeah, no, it's not somebody you can work with at that point anymore.
So he comes and I wait for him to come with the offer. No show, no call, no message. So finally, on the second day, I didn't give him 3 days this time. 2 days later, I called him and I said, "You know, you're totally unreliable." He said, "No way." He says, "I'm very reliable." He says, "I've been doing this for 16 years, buying houses and selling out, finding houses for people. I'm very reliable." Well, I said, "If you treat all your clients the way you have been treating me, no, you're not reliable."
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. It just sounds like a consistent runaround.
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead.
Finally, he came and he brought me an offer, and I said, "Fine, I'll give that to my lawyer, and she will. I'll let you know what she says about it." And she didn't agree much with it, and, you know, from
Yeah.
what you.
From what he
Anyway.
was saying.
Go
Or, you
on.
know, go ahead.
She was going to talk to him and present him with an offer that had changed in the clause that he had put. And I haven't heard from either one of them. But I gave it to her on Friday afternoon. She got the email with all the papers on Friday afternoon, so I got to give her some time. She
Yeah.
already called me after, you know, about 2 hours after she got the email. She called me and she says, "Do you agree with this?" I said, "Look, there's a lot of fine print in there that I haven't read, because I don't understand it. Anyway, that's why I
No.
went for help." And
Yeah.
I said, "This is what he told me that would happen, what he would do." And I said, "I don't see it in writing anywhere. And he knows that I need 475. He's offering me 455."
And
And he said, he had told me that the people had been approved for 600,000 for a mortgage. Then when it was time for to present the offer, it says that he's been approved for they had been approved for 480. And you know why he's offering 455? Because he wants to keep the $25,000 for himself.
Wow.
Because he said that he would, you know, they would buy the house right out, and I wouldn't have to pay any closing costs or anything, any fees to the real estate or anything. Yeah, right.
Yeah. No,
How
I
come
think.
they how come they went from being approved for 600 to 480? He
Yeah.
did it. He fixed it that way.
Yeah, and I can tell you, a lot of investors will change, lower their numbers. They'll try to give you what you want and then go lower. So
Yeah. I know, because I had one that was offering me 430, and then he sent the offer for 450. And at that time, I was so low, I would have accepted it. But when I phoned him to thank him for going from 430 to 450, he says, what do you mean I didn't go to 450? I said, yes. Because you see, I have a friend who is a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him to send him a copy of the offer. So he sent him a copy of the offer blank. And nothing put on it. So I said, that's not an offer. Send him a copy of the offer with the numbers on it.
Mm.
So he did. And my friend calls me and he says, he offered you 450. I said, no, 430. No, the paper says 450. I said, I can't believe this. Well, when I called him back, he says, well, I meant to say 350. I said, what? Yeah, that's an error. No, you know, that's 350.
Gotcha.
Well, I said, you can keep the error because I said, I'm not selling for 350, that's for sure. And you know, they all compare to the house that sold around here, but none of them have over two acres of land, you know? And none of them are a building that will stay forever. They'll have to change the outside or whatever, you know, change the aluminum or vinyl siding or wood siding or whatever.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why I'd like to come out and take a look at the property and see.
Well, right now it looks terrible because I cannot do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's
I was supposed to have the grandson of a friend come and live with me and help me at the same time. So, and they had a little boy, so I had two bedrooms emptied and put all in the third bedroom. That third bedroom is a whale mess. Now it's got everything in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the furniture from the other two bedroom and from that bedroom. And he never showed up. He went to Colorado.
Mm. Wow.
He got a job in Colorado and went to Colorado. So now, I paid to get the furniture moved to the one room. I'll have to pay to get the furniture moved to again out of there.
Well, I don't mind.
I haven't found any help anywhere where I didn't have to pay ever. There's only one man that was helping me, and now he's fighting cancer, and he just had an accident last week because he was driving. He got off the road. He doesn't even remember that. He got off the road into a restaurant parking lot, hit a car, called 411, 911. Doesn't even remember he did that. And when they got there, he couldn't even open his door. They had to break the passenger window to open the door and get him out. So, I mean, and he was the only one who could help me. He was coming to pick up my trash every week. And when he couldn't do it, he would send his son or his nephew.
Hmm.
But mostly it was him coming every week to check on me. And he came the day before he had
the
seizure while driving.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. But
I'm trying to get him into John Hopkins now because apparently it's the best in the world for his type of cancer.
I hope he can get in. I truly do.
I do so too.
Yeah. What I'm going to have to do is, I mean, I don't mind, you know, whatever the situation is at the home, it would just be to try to get you know, to understand and see it in person, because I think there are more details about the home that can't be, you know, said over the phone when it comes to like the quality and this, that, and the third that you're speaking of. So, would this Thursday or Friday be good for you, at all?
Anytime, I'm here anytime. You can even come today if you want to.
Okay, got you, got you.
I
What
cannot
I'm,
go there, so.
I'm so sorry. And but I can definitely, you know, come back. Give me one second. I can tell you a specific date.
I won't promise, I won't ask you the same.
Oh yeah, that's no problem. That is no problem. I wouldn't mind.
Oh my, I would love that.
Yes. And we can even do tomorrow, if that's okay with you. Tomorrow evening, would around 1 o'clock work for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, I'll put you down for tomorrow in the afternoon. And 1 to 1, I'll be there in between 1 and 1:30.
Okay, now meanwhile, practice your Ave Maria because you're going to sing it.
Okay. I definitely will.
Okay, thank you so much. It
All
was
right.
great talking to you.
It was good talking to you too, Miss Monique, and
Thank you for your patience.
no
I really
problem.
appreciate it.
No problem at all. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, round one.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Monique. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.